Hey guys, it's Adam Ray for the About Last Night podcast. Happy Monday. Hope you had a great weekend. Today's episode is very special because it was live, you know? So I know you don't know. That's what I'm telling you. But it was, we recorded it live in front of people at the Comedy Store on Easter, April 1st. Also April Fool's Day, I guess. Right? Was Easter April Fool's Day? Well, yeah. Okay, good. It better have been because the Easter Bunny was on the show along with Jim Jeffries, along with Adam Devine, and it was unbelievable. Avery Pearson was there. We did some songs. We had just a lot of debaucherous fun. Jim Jeffries probably got, I don't know, on a scale of like 1 to 10, like a 7 drunk. And it was all hilarious. Nothing that nobody couldn't handle. And it was a blast. And the Comedy Store was a great venue for that. We did it in the main room. Sold it out. And that episode is what today is, which is awesome. And extra special, we filmed that entire show. And so there's a beautiful 3-camera shoot of today's episode up online right now. So go to aboutlastnightpodcast.com/YouTube. Fuck, what is it? Whatever the About Last Night podcast YouTube page is, just type it in, and it's the first video that'll pop up. It's also under the All Things Comedy Network YouTube page. So yeah, just go watch that. It's a blast. And of course, tweet at us, tell us, you know, that you dug the episode. If you want us to film more, I think we're going to try to start doing that. We're obviously doing them with the episodes we do out of my apartment, but we're going to start taping some more of the live episodes and put them up. So anyway. Hope you enjoyed today's episode. I think you will. It's a fucking blast. Remember to follow everybody on their socials at ALN Podcast on Instagram and Twitter, Adam Ray Comedy, Instagram and Twitter, at Funny Brad on Twitter, Brad Williams Comic on Instagram, Jim Jeffries on Twitter and Instagram, Adam Devine on Twitter and Instagram. And fuck, yeah. This just hit us up. Also email us at aboutlastnightpod@gmail.com. Because we're going to be giving away a bunch of merch coming up in the next few weeks. But you can also just buy your merch and bring it to the live shows, which are happening all the time. Like this weekend, I'm going to be at the La Jolla Comedy Store in San Diego, Friday and Saturday, May 11th and 12th. Two shows both nights. Tickets at AdamRayComedy.com. Brad is in Houston, Texas, Friday through Sunday at the Houston Improv. Houston Improv, Friday through Sunday. Tickets at BradWilliamsComedy.com. All our live dates at our websites. And again, make sure you subscribe to the pod. Tell your friends, tell your family, tell your long lost enemies. You know, give them something to be happy about. A lot of great guests coming up. Todd Barry, holy shit, Todd Barry is one of my favorite comics ever. That'll be next week. Todd Glass, Theo Vaughn, Dana Carvey, Melissa McCarthy. The hits just keep coming. So make sure you're subscribed on iTunes. And I think that's it. So enjoy the hell out of this live episode. Now that we got the Twitter dates, tour handles, and merch info out of the way, sit back, relax, and enjoy a brand new episode of the About Last Night podcast live with Jim Jeffries, Adam Devine, Sandy Danto, Avery Pearson, Brad Williams, and Adam Ray.
Well, the weekend's over, so it's time to chat about it. Got a midget and a Jew, so why don't you sit down and listen to a dope podcast. It's about last night.
Yeah. Hey, everybody. Yeah, that's my name. You got that shit right. Okay. Hi, four ladies and bunny ears.
Nice.
Very festive.
Very festive.
Happy Easter to all of you. Happy April Fool's Day to all of you.
Definitely a sober move.
What, is this like a bachelorette party or something? Or are you just like, we're going to be sexy bunnies? Just Easter? Do you like do this for every holiday? What do you do on Martin Luther King Jr. Day?
Jesus.
And nice. That's
Let's
how
get
we
right
start,
into
everybody.
It. Yeah.
Woo!
Right off the bat.
Yeah, you know what? That's how we open it up. A little racism.
Guys, please say hello to a very special friend of ours, Avery Pearson, on the keyboard.
Thank you very much. Hello.
Yeah.
Hey, guys.
How are you, buddy? Avery's going to be with us all night. He'll be playing some songs. Hope you guys are... Do you like all our Easter decorations? Yeah.
How festive is this? Yeah.
I'm happy as hell, because this is like one of the only holidays where midgets aren't abused.
Yeah. You get a day off.
Yeah. I get to look at other people now and laugh at them. Stupid-ass unemployed actors in bunny costumes. Fuck off.
Is this the only holiday you don't have a costume for, like, commercial auditions?
Pretty much, yeah. Just this day. Like, yeah, because St. Patrick's Day, we just had that one. That one is the most dangerous day of the year to be a fucking dwarf. Let me tell you that. It's horrible. You guys are out drinking the beer, having fun. I tried. I went out to a bar, and I got a drunk guy just looking at me going, he knows where it is. And then don't get me started on fucking Christmas. That whole month can suck my dick. It's not, you guys are at the malls and you guys are shopping. I go to the malls, everyone just they automatically assume I work there. Just walk up, well, like, you're late for your shift. I'm like, fuck off.
You got to tell them when you had the face up, when you saw another dwarf working as an elf, but you weren't.
That was the best. So my greatest thing ever happened to me this past holiday season. I went to a mall during Christmas and I passed the whole Santa structure, or as I call it, slave camp. And
still bitter.
He's a communist. Wears red. Never pays his employees. Whatever. That's my theory. And I'm sticking to it. But so I pass it and I see this. There's a dwarf dressed up as an elf, and I kind of smile because that's not me. All right. And then he looks up. He makes eye contact with me, and the look of utter and complete shame that was on his face.
He was like, how did you get out?
Shawshank Redemption, I'm on the other side. Yeah. No, it straight up looked like one of those Sarah McLachlan ASPCA commercials. like as he's looking up, I just felt like it should have been like, in the arms of the angel.
Every year, a dwarf is dressed as an elf against his will.
For the price of half a cup of coffee, literally, you could feed this fucker. He does not eat.
He doesn't take much.
We don't eat that much. We can live off pretty much candies. That's what everyone assumes. Everyone just assumes I eat candy. Even my damn nephew today. I got a nephew who's 4, which means, yes, we're sharing clothes. And...
Wait, I want to see what that ASPCA dwarf commercial would look like.
Oh, sure.
Could you give me a little music? Can we fade the lights down a little bit?
Are you going to narrate?
Yeah.
Okay.
Have you been to the mall recently? Looking for some new shoes? Maybe that scarf that the Gap just came out with? Have you seen this guy? He forgot his coat. Every year, a dwarf works at the mall, underpaid, underdressed, miming. Trapped inside an emotional wall, trying to get out, dancing like no one's watching. But he knows you're watching. He's working extra hard for that dollar. Please, sir, can I have $5? Put it in my shoe, or put it in my hand. Or put it in my mouth. I'm not picky. I'll do anything you want.
Oh, Jesus.
All right, that's good.
Yeah.
I haven't seen those commercials in a while. I forgot the I forgot how they end, but I'm pretty sure that was it.
Yeah, if you haven't listened to our podcast before, just know pretty much everything will end in a blowjob joke. So about my nephew. Yeah. What? Oh, shit. I walked into that one.
It was getting too family-friendly too quick. Wait, so you had an Easter with your family, and your nephew is how old?
4 years old. Yeah. And here's the thing.
Is he still wearing his clothes, or has he started to borrow from you yet?
He looks really good now. And I'm just looking at his Jordans like, someday, they will be mine. They will be mine.
Yeah, it's inevitable.
Oh, the sad part is when I like take them shopping and I'm like, hey, that one with the fishes looks good, and then the clerk just assumes I'm buying it. That's depressing. But
is this his first like big family Easter where he's like cognizant of what's happening?
Yeah, because before he was just drooling on himself. So now, he's like cognizant, and we got him. Like we hired someone to be the Easter Bunny because we're very rich. Anyway, and like he didn't care. Like he didn't like. You remember when you were a kid when you saw the Easter Bunny? Well, maybe not. You're Jewish. But yeah, like was... like when you saw Santa Claus. Wait, Jewish.
We don't have a mascot.
When
I saw John Lovitz.
You remember
like,
the
Mom,
first time
he's real.
Yeah. You remember the first time you saw someone in a John Lovitz costume? Just going, yeah, that's the ticket.
Yeah.
But like you were full of wonder.
Yes.
You know?
I was very excited.
And my nephew sees the Easter Bunny and he's like, nah, I'm good. And I think I figured it out. Like, his uncle is a dwarf, so he's used to having fantastical characters in his life, okay? So now when he sees a bunny, he's like, yeah, yeah, uncle's a midget. You got nothing on this guy.
Yeah, it can't get better than that.
He didn't give two shits.
Did he look for eggs?
Yeah, he looked for eggs. He knocked over his sister. Kids get, holy shit. You could, like, I would love to see a mashup of, like, Black Friday Walmart videos and kids hunting Easter eggs, and it's the same fucking thing. It's just people, like, throwing elbows, and, like, he flat out knocked over his year-and-a-half-year-old sister, and then we gotta, like, give her a pep talk, like, well, he's a dude. He feels entitled to your eggs. I had no idea where that joke was going. That's just what came out. I think it worked. Okay.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Now, while I was doing Easter with my family, you literally just came here from the airport, right?
Yeah. I did the Cherokee Casino in West Siloam, Oklahoma/Arkansas.
Ooh. Oklahoma/Arkansas. That's like getting AIDS/cancer. Answer.
yeah, it's just like it. No, it was cool. It was a fun gig. Lacey, the gal that runs the show, was great. Yep. Arkansas. I've never been to Arkansas before. Has anybody ever been?
Yeah. I like how one guy answered for the entire crowd. No,
we have not.
Why would we go there?
Is there a bus outside to take us?
we have an Applebee's here. There's no reason to go to Arkansas.
Yeah, you get to see, I mean, you get in your bubble, so you get to see people that you just forget are out there. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying?
You have people you forget are out there?
Yeah, you know, like when you're gambling, like, you know, I saw a dude with a mullet and a ponytail.
Mullet, ponytail?
Yeah, a monytail.
Wow.
And he was wearing Ninja Turtle sweatpants and a Who's Your Patty St. Patrick's Day sweatshirt.
So a month too late.
Yeah.
Wow. That's like that's like white trash with Jerry Springer and Anna Nicole Smith all mixed together and missing a chromosome. Oh yeah, I fucking went there.
No, they were a good crowd though, but I mean it's
how many mullets did you see?
Probably 14.
14 mullets.
Yeah, you count cuz after you see a couple you're just like there's probably more coming my way, you know. but yeah, have you never been down there?
I have been to Arkansas. It's funny. Both of my parents are from the South. My mom's from Georgia. My dad's from Texas. So when I tell people that, they just look at my height and go, oh. I'm like, no, no, they're not related. Like, I'm not what happens when cousins fuck. This is not the result. One may think, yeah, extensive inbreeding. That's how midgets occur. But no, it's actually when you fuck under a rainbow.
Thank you, Rainbow Tune.
Thank you for the happy music on that.
It is funny how like one thing happens in a city you've never been to, and then you kind of like base the whole place off of that one interaction. Like after the show, there was a woman outside, and she was just so fucked up, like just trying to not fall over was basically where she was at. And then and she was trying to talk about the show and give me some feedback. And then a tampon fell out of her purse.
All right.
Which I've never come face to face with that. And it fell down like right in front of me. And she kind of looked down. And then I looked down. And then she looked at me. And I was like, oh, no, this is your move. You know what I'm saying? Like that. That tampon fell out of your purse.
And then you heard the Sarah McLachlan commercial as she stared up at you and made eye contact. Oh, my God.
And then she picked it up, and it was like, you know, like, that's definitely a moment where it's so embarrassing. Like, you know, the moment can, like, can become too big. And, like, the move is probably pick it up, put it in your purse, and be like, fucking tampons, am I right? Or, you know, whatever whatever your line is to get out of that, you know.
Do you have to have a catchphrase? Like... Tampons.
But instead of doing that, she picked it up, and I think she was so embarrassed that, like, and I wasn't giving her any overly look of, like, you know, oh, shit, that fucking, that's great. Why did you have that, you know? And, but she must have picked up on something because she picked it up, and then she started waving it in front of my face like some fucking tampon wizard, and she was just like, she was doing this, and she goes, ooh, so what? I can't have a tampon in public? I was like, nobody said that.
What was she trying to turn you into a woman? Like just like waving the tampon back and forth.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
So then I, you know, so
you fucked her.
Yeah, for sure.
Okay.
It's Arkansas, baby. That's just like, I mean, how many places have you been to where you had like one interaction and then you're just like, oh, that's like this place.
Yeah. Well, what's amazing to me is the next time you travel, test my theory. My theory is that when you land in an airport, immediately when you get off the plane, like the first person you see in that airport pretty much sums up everyone in that fucking city. So like every time I land at LAX, I always see a dude with scarves. Always. It's just always. He always has scarves.
Some Ben Harper, Johnny Depp combo.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then if you go to Arkansas, I'm sure you just see like every NASCAR stereotype come to life. Oh, you guys from Arkansas? Are you like... NASCAR is actually a pretty legitimate store, and it's really hard to turn left.
I saw a lot of...
It takes a lot of skill. They turn left really hard. They got to do it 4 times within one lap. It's really ridiculous.
I saw a lot of male overalls.
Male overalls?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's not good. Like, unless you're on the farm, that's not a good thing.
They were at the buffet and or slot machine. Yeah. But again, fucking be you. You know, like, they were comfy. You wouldn't wear overalls?
I mean, I just got out of my Oshkoshes like 3 weeks ago.
Sore subject.
So sore subject for me. I was wearing overalls until I was 25.
So your Easter was good.
Yeah, it was good. I like doing the family thing. I do have a racist uncle, and he was on full force today, and. Like, so he's saying very racist things, and we go, dude, his name's Gordon, and yeah, that's a very racist name, isn't it? Yeah, fucking Gordon. It just sounds like, anyway. So he's racist, and we called him out on it finally. We're like, dude, Gordon, you're being very racist. He goes, I'm not racist. I just prefer certain people. And I'm like, that's pretty much the definition of racism.
Yeah.
You should have just said the N-word and done a cartwheel. Would have been less offensive.
The cartwheel might offset the N-word.
I mean, there's only one way to find out. 2, 3, 4. No, okay, I'm not going to do it.
Brad, I'm not going to do it. Yeah, you have a career.
Thank God.
Yeah, Avery's like, thank God.
Please don't make me do that song.
Please don't make me come up with a theme song for that. Is that what you said?
Yeah.
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 So, but what would it sound like?
No.
But if you could. That's racist.
We're not.
That was the most racist
Still
thing you could have played right
that
there.
That was, yeah.
So, I had to deal with the racist uncle and a very horny dog. Not a euphemism. Dog was very horny. And here's the thing. When you're my size and there's a horny dog, that's like a legitimate hashtag Me Too situation.
People don't talk about that enough.
No. I mean, yeah, everyone's coming out with their stories. I haven't come out with my story of being assaulted by various schnoodles. Yeah, schnoodle. That's schnauzer poodle. And my leg was taken to town. So yeah, not feeling good about that. Thanks for bringing it up. So that was my Easter. How was your Easter?
Well, I skipped out on Easter.
Why's that?
To do Passover.
All right, Jew.
Yeah. Anybody else do Passover this year?
Yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I like I like the guy with the white hair right here.
No,
I totally thought he was a Jew. What?
Wait, this guy?
No, the guy with the white hair and the leave the gun, take the cannoli. I don't even know what that means, but it screams Jew.
It's part 4.
Oh, it's a Godfather reference. Thank you. I didn't get it from the puppet letters on the front of your fucking shirt.
Sir, you're not a member of the tribe? No. Stand up real quick and just show the audience what we're working with here. It would be great if we could adopt you as a Jew. Because we don't have any Jews that look like you. You're circumcised. Yeah, definitely not what I asked, but thanks for bringing that up out of nowhere. Yeah. Thanks for just sharing that.
We're taught.
Your next question is probably about my penis. Here's all the info you need for that.
So what's your belief in God? Well, they hacked off my dick at one point. That doesn't answer our question. That's got to stink as an Asian when then you find out you're circumcised. You're like, dude, I'm Asian. I need those inches. No? No? The white people are clapping.
Okay. He's laughing. It's okay. Passover was good. You don't know too much about Passover, do you?
I know nothing about Passover.
Yeah. I think a lot of Gentiles are pretty in the dark about it.
What's a Gentile?
It's a non-Jew.
Oh, I should know that.
What did it sound like to you?
I don't know. Just a very soft person. He's a Gentile. Like, if Downey could be embodied as a person, it would be Gentile.
Well, I think I wrote a song for what I think non-Jews think Passover is.
Oh.
And so, yeah, here we go. Sing along if you know the words. You probably don't wrote this about 15 minutes ago. So here we go. So this is non-Jews, what they think Passover is.
Okay.
Is that the holiday where Jews don't eat bread? Is that the holiday where Jews don't sleep in their bed? I think it's the one where they pretend to have fun around people they only see once a year. Ooh, they drink wine and they laugh, sometimes take a matzah bath. They sing and eat some soup, then someone in the group announces that they have HPV.
HPV.
Announces that they have HPV.
HPV.
Statistically, someone here has HPV.
HPV.
Oh my God.
That dude raised his hand, he has HPV.
HPV.
Everybody who has HPV, sing this next part. Statistically, someone here has HPV.
HPV.
Bullshit, more than one has it.
Yeah, there gotta be more of you. At least like two of the bunnies. What? Bunnies fuck a lot. That wasn't a Euroslut joke. It was that the species you're representing with the ears on your head, they're whores. Not you. Not you. Just so we're very clear. Not you. Definitely you.
Great.
Well, I mean,
guys, one more time for Avery.
Yeah, everybody.
Just a little holiday ditty.
Well,
by the way, they didn't dispute that fact, so.
No one stood up and went like, actually, no.
No, we don't have it. You're wrong.
They're like, yeah, pretty much.
Fucking spot on.
Nailed it.
Yep.
Okay. Now, so that's what you think Gentiles think Easter is.
Yeah.
Okay. Or no, Passover.
Yeah.
So what do you think Easter is?
I mean, you got that rabbit involved somehow.
Sure.
You guys are looking for candy constantly.
Sure. Right?
You're looking through lawns. under fences. I think you have no problem going into other people's houses looking for treats. Right?
Not at all. Not at all.
It's just looking for treats. And early too, like 10 a.m. Like the best chocolate is before noon. You know, like.
Yeah.
So that's what I, you know.
Well, I wrote a song about what I think Jews think Easter is about.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Well, I would love to hear it.
Mine's a little happier though. That was very dark. There's HPV. Right?
Just the facts, man.
Mine's a little happier. All right. So let's get a little more upbeat here, Avery. Jews think that Christians believe they're full of greed. So on every Easter, we all do this one deed. It's a tradition that everyone must do. We take our money and chocolate and hide it from the Jews. Hide it from the Jews. Hide it from the Jews. We take our money and chocolate and we hide it from the Jews. Everybody! Hide it from the Jews.
Oh, shut up. How
dare you? Hide it from the Jews. We take our money and chocolate and we hide it from the Jews. Sir, what do you hide from the Jews? Tell me.
Put the mic in front of his face.
What? Sir, what do you hide from the Jews? He's not comfortable answering that question. He wants to save money. Anyway, So that's what you think of Easton.
Great. Guys, Avery Pierce.
Oh,
Avery.
Yeah, Brad, come on. Triumphs.
Great. All right, well, look, in the spirit of Easter, I think it's only fair that we bring out somebody who is, embodies this holiday more than anyone. Ladies and gentlemen. We'll do it first.
Yeah. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to stage one of our very special guests tonight. You know from his Comedy Central show, The Jim Jeffries Show. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Jim Jeffries!
Jim Jeffries!
I was just standing there because I was watching this show. You're meant to bring the Easter Bunny out. I got told I had 20 minutes before anyone.
Oh, okay. I just saw you, so I figured like you had
no,
to go
I
or
wasn't,
something.
I wasn't like trying to get on. I was trying to watch the show because I can't hear it backstage.
Oh, I see.
But I'd like to talk about all the things I hide from the Jews.
What do you hide from the Jews on this Easter season, Jim?
And also, HPV. Come on. The fact that there was one cunt who put his fucking hand up. If you've had sex with more than zero people, you have HPV. Dr. Drew, our friend Dr. Drew, just went, no, you. I said, well, I have that. He goes, you have that. You definitely. What do I hide from the Jews? Not much anymore.
Anymore?
Now that I'm famous, I have to keep those things hidden, away from the hidden. My son, actually, when you're talking about money and eggs and something, my son had an Easter egg hunt at the school, and my son got the egg that had $5 in it. It's rich,
okay.
It's rich people's school. Rich people's school, right?
Yeah.
So
$5.
So my son pulls out this egg and he goes, Dad, I got the egg with $5 in it. And I said, that's good, Hank. All you need to do is get 100,000 more of those to pay for your education. My son only goes to school with like famous people's kids.
Oh yeah.
Like we're watching Wonder Woman. Mm-hmm. I can't remember the kid's name, but I'm watching Wonder Woman, and my son goes, "Oh, that's Sarah's mum."
What?
Exactly. I'm like, what? He goes, "Wonder Woman is Sarah's mum." I'm like, you're fucking kidding me.
Your kid goes to school with Gal Gadot's.
Yeah, Gal Gadot's kids.
Oh, yeah.
My son gets along with every kid in his fucking class except for fucking Sarah.
Oh.
And I say to him, I go, what's wrong with her? And he goes, don't like her. And I go, she seems like a nice girl. And he goes, why do you care? And I go, because I want to go to her birthday. It's like, I just hang around the car park at school now waiting for Pal Gadot to come out. And I'm like, I'm not with the mother anymore. Sure, you're happy.
Wait, what sort of things does he say that, like, what are his reasons that she sucks as a kid?
I don't know.
Yeah.
I'll tell you one other thing, right? So what happens is with these private schools, they try to get you to do gigs, right? That's a big thing from...
Got to raise money for the school,
You got to raise money. Want to do a fundraiser. And you go, isn't the $40,000 I give you a year...
Is that covering everything?
Isn't that the fundraising?
No, we need new books, Jim.
Didn't I fundraise by going to work and giving you 40 fucking grand? Are you $2,000 short? Are you? Right? And then they're like, can you help out at the school? And I'm like, could I just give you $5,000 and this phone conversation can be over? What they do, so they went to me, they go, can you perform at our fundraiser? And I said, look, I got to hang out with the other parents. I'm not too keen on performing in front of the other parents that I have to see at the Christmas show and whatnot.
Oh, geez, yeah.
And then the teacher goes to me, she goes, well, you'd only be the opening act. And then I went, all right. Fucking game's on, right?
Yeah.
No one calls Jim fucking Jeffries the opening fucking act.
Yeah.
And so I went, oh, who have you got closing? And they went, Daft Punk. Anyway, so I did a show. It was good. it was a good show.
How was Daft Punk?
Yeah, how was Daft Punk?
The thing is, I never saw one of the cunts without their helmets, right?
Right. Because, they wear helmets all the time.
So my kid goes to school with a member of Daft Punk, but I don't know who it is. Every dad I look at, like, I reckon that's Daft Punk. If a parent has a slightly European accent, I'm like, that'd be fucking Daft Punk.
I've always thought about Daft Punk, like, they have the perfect gig because they put helmets on, So they don't even have to be there.
Well, in theory, but you can't pick up a lot if you're helmetless.
No, but
no,
like,
no one can tell a person just by their body. Sorry, Brad, of course they can.
Yeah, I could never pull that move off. Yeah. Like, I'd be like, oh, it's not Brad Williams. No, no, it's totally it. Yeah.
Now, have we told the story about when my son gave you the balloon?
Oh, no, we haven't on this podcast.
I'm just giving you the punchline.
Yeah.
No, fuck it.
Oh, well, shit.
I don't want to tell it.
Basically, I was at your house.
He was at my house. My son was about 2 at the time, and I think it was my birthday or something like that. And so we had a birthday party, but the reason we had a birthday party was because my son was like, you have to have a birthday party. In my son's mind, birthday parties involve cake and balloons.
Yeah, it's pretty standard.
In my mind, for the last 20 years, it's been cocaine and...
loneliness.
So anyway, so...
Just me. Just me. So I'm married now, it sucks.
So my son was about to have his first dwarf experience, which is a beautiful moment in any child's life.
Yeah. You know? I remember mine. It was when I walked in front of a mirror and said, what the fuck?
Oh. You can't even imagine what your mother's first dwarf appearance was. It involved a teared up vagina and regret.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, so...
That was the first one I tore up. It's my mom. Why are you doing that? You don't know her.
Do you prep?
And the count continues.
Prep Hank for Brad's arrival?
What's that? No, I didn't say there's going to be a weird-looking person. I just said some of my friends are showing up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, and so Hank walks up and he sees Brad. And everyone in the party tensed up like, oh, fuck, here we go. And so he was 2, mate. He was 2 at the time. He just stared you up and down, and then he walked away. And I turned to Brad and I said, "I'm sorry, Brad. I didn't know what was going to happen." Then Brad said, "It's all right. That happens all the time."
Yeah.
Anyway, about 2 minutes later, my son comes back and he gives Brad a balloon.
Yeah.
Because he thought even retarded kids deserve something.
Well, and the thing is,
that deserves a dump. You bring drinks?
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, you're fine.
There's no drinks backstage. This is the dressing room where
Richard
Tequila.
Yeah.
This is the dressing room where Richard Pryor used to do coke with Robin Williams. And I walked backstage and I said, "Look, I've dropped my kid off. Easter's over. Is there any drinks?" And you went, "We have water."
Well, because we don't make too much money here on the About Last Night podcast.
Yeah, so. But the comedy store's making money. They can afford it. This place hasn't gone under for many years, I'm sure. Is Paulie Shaw still alive? Is he still running the place? What's going on? When does Paulie Shaw show up to tell me something and say weasel?
Well, you said his name twice. If you say it one more time, he does appear.
That's the magic.
I'm just glad that your kid had that reaction, because I've got a lot of reactions from kids when they see me for the first time. I remember...
Wait till you become a dad. That's going to be weird.
Oh, shit. And then I got to go to school, and everyone's like, whoa, what is that kid on
HGH?
The
weirdest thing about you becoming a dad isn't going to be the kid seeing you first. It's just that the kid's going to be black. Anyway.
Most kids are very confused when they see me, because I remember I got out of a car one time and a kid just told me...
My career over? Is that over?
What? No, no.
I have a news show.
Yes. It's on...
let's talk about it.
Yeah.
It's on Comedy Central, allegedly. I don't fucking...
Yeah. Do you guys watch the Jim Jefferies show on Comedy Central?
Jim Jefferies,
Tell the story about how kids hate you. I won't cut you off again.
Oh, no, it's fine. It's just I did get out of my car one time and a kid
you
saw me
drive.
Car. I know. Takes a lot of phone books, but I can fucking do it.
Why do you need the phone books? Phone books.
No, not the
to
phone
find
books.
Find a person who can drive for you.
To call them, yeah, exactly. I got out of the car and...
You still use phone books?
As a reference for the joke.
It's 2018. How long have you been doing that fucking joke? How long have you been doing that joke? Oh, yeah, it's like when you use phone books.
Yeah, and I use them for my rotary phone.
Do a Degrassi High reference and be fucking done with it.
8 people got that reference, and I love it. That's why the joke worked.
Yeah. Anyway, carry on.
Okay, so, eventually, so I'll get to the punchline.
You had an Atari system strapped to your foot.
And I pumped up my Reebok pump shoes, and then... No, I got out of my car, and a kid saw me get out of the car and looked at his dad and went, why does that kid get a car? Still some laughs with that build-up. It was all right.
Did you answer correctly?
Yeah.
What was the answer?
Affirmative action. No, but your show just came back. It's season two.
We air every Tuesday. We record every Tuesday. So I'm meant to be learning the script tomorrow.
How is the how do you approach season two versus season
one? I'll tell you what happened with season two. Right, we're on a Tuesday, and we didn't do as good as Roseanne, who was against us in our time slot. Was Roseanne, and it turns out that show did better than we did. Mm. I'm only laughing. Oh, fuck you people. I'm still a guy with my own TV show. Don't give me a fucking... Oh.
Feel bad.
Jim's
for
hit the skids, hasn't he? This is like Arthur 2 all over again. You have to be older to get
now. There
was a guy called Dudley Moore. Dudley Moore played a guy called Arthur. Now, Dudley Moore got Parkinson's. He got the same rare form of Parkinson's that Richard Pryor got and Michael J. Fox got, who were all renowned cokeheads back in the day. You can't do Family Ties and Back to the Future at the same time without cocaine. He was filming one at night. You can't. Yeah. You can't do it. Anyway, so all three of them got this very... All these three cokehead entertainers got this very rare form of Parkinson's that no one in science can figure out what happened. All I'm saying is, that's the Parkinson's I'm going to get. Like, towards the end, because Dudley Moore towards the end, just he was concert pianist, good as a pianist, right? And he used to do shows where he's playing piano, and then halfway through the show, he'd get all jittery, and they go, oh, fucking Dudley's drunk again. No, he was all Parkinson's up. So you can get...
Is that a term?
There was a teen movie in the 80s, Parkinson's Up.
If you want to buy my Parkinson's Up t-shirts... The logo's a bit shaky. Anyway, so more on Parkinson's.
Sure.
So you got your two types of Parkinson's.
Yeah.
You got your Parkinson's where you had a lot of fun. And then you got your Muhammad Ali.
Yeah.
Parkinson's.
Yeah. He's just saying facts, people. It's
Where you just got it.
Yeah.
Because you sin too much.
Sure, sure. Well, this is a Christian holiday, so it's only appropriate that we say that.
No, it's because you got punched in the head too much. It's like the whole thing with the NFL, they go, we found out that the NFL players become like mentally challenged later on in their lives, and we can't figure it out. Really?
Like, I got to guess.
You can't figure it out, can you? That movie with Will Smith where he came in as the doctor and he's like, oh, I've been doing some research.
That's a pretty good Will Smith. Don't ever let anyone say you can't do
that. The problem was I wasn't white enough. Anyway, so he goes, I've done a bit of research.
Mm.
Finds out if you keep hitting your head into things, not good. Who would have thunk it?
No one
if
saw it
coming. If you keep bashing your head into things, eventually you won't be as smart as people who don't bash their head into things.
Avery, can you button that moment with something? Yeah, there we go. Yeah.
Speaking of people who bash their heads into things.
Hey.
How degrading is that your job is the keyboard player at a podcast? Are you married? Are you married? Do you have a significant...
I'm married. I have a kid,
have a kid. So when you look at your child, do you feel good? do you look at your child and go, Daddy plays keyboard at the podcast?
Yeah.
All right.
This guy...
His kid already has CTE.
I'm not proud of my life.
You are, now, what are some of the segments that people can look forward to that you guys are... I heard you talk about one thing. You went to the red light district and met the oldest prostitute. Can you talk about that?
We met the oldest prostitutes in the world. They were twins in Holland called the Fokken. Fokken.
Wait, their last name is...
Their name is Fokken. They're the Fokken twins.
That sounds like something Liam Neeson would say. Like,
release the Fokken.
The fucking twins, and they're in their 80s, and they're the two oldest prostitutes in the world, and they still work. Wow. One of their hands is athletically shaped around a cock.
Right? She just has a permanent, kung fu grip. Look,
I'm all for legalized prostitution. Sure. I'm about to talk about that in the next episode, actually.
Oh, great. Okay.
Next episode, because there's a whole thing that Amy Schumer and who's that guy that does the late night show?
All of them.
The foreign one.
Anyway. But there's a lot of people, there's a new anti-trafficking bill that's going on. And look, I agree there shouldn't be human trafficking. We Strong live in stance. L.A. We hate all traffic. But what happens is when you eliminate this bill where girls can advertise on web pages like Backpage and Craigslist, what happens is the actual murder rate of women has gone up 14%. So what happens is you go to countries like Amsterdam and Australia where prostitution has been legal, and you'll find things that happen like this. There's been a 5% drop in divorce. Crime drops, STDs drop, everything drops. There is no downside to legalized prostitution. You can't stop it. It's the oldest profession in the world, right? Mm-hmm. It's older than the fucking war on fucking drugs. You can't fucking stop it, right? So where am I heading? Oh, I met the fucking twist sister. So what happened was I met the fucking twin sisters. Sure. And one of their names is Lucy.
Okay.
And she actually introduced me to her as Luce Fokken.
The
oldest prostitute in the world's name is Luce Fokken. And I laughed and I said, that's funny. Your name is Luce Fokken. And she didn't see why that was funny at all. In her 80-something years on the planet, she hasn't had a single tourist go, come on. That's an easy thing to laugh at.
Yeah. Sure.
Your name's Luce Fokken.
Now, is that just like, are prostitutes not...
That wasn't part of the show. I was just in Holland.
Yeah.
Looking for Luce Fokken.
No, that's a field piece we're doing. We're doing another field piece on circumcision, and we're doing another one.
You'll like that. Yeah.
This guy right here.
He's circumcised.
Newly circumcised right here.
Who's been circumcised?
This gentleman right here.
You're Jewish and you're Asian and you've been circumcised. Holy hell.
He's trying to get into all the heavens.
You didn't have anything to lose, my friend. I'm circumcised as well. We can't dock anymore.
Don't Google that.
Google it.
Or Google it. Fuck it. I don't care.
That brings up. I have a Netflix special coming out in June.
Where called Docking?
Fuck yeah. No, I talk about docking for 15 minutes in my new special. I do. I do a 15-minute routine of docking.
What Pornhub rabbit hole, which is a category in itself, did you go down to get to docking?
I was doing a thing about how in sign language, and this isn't great for podcasts, but anyway, but in sign language, this means gay men.
Two pointer fingers together.
Pointer fingers together.
Yeah.
And I'm like, with lesbians, two holes pointing together. That makes sense.
Yeah. Sure.
But it's like the deaf don't know what's going on. it's like the deaf think this is what gays get up to.
Yeah. Have a little lightsaber
fight.
They think they
bash dicks together.
Yeah.
And I was doing that.
Don't knock it till you try it.
I was doing that routine, and I was in New Zealand. The guy in the audience went, "That's docking." And I said, "What's docking?" And then he just laughed and stopped talking. And then, and then I Googled docking, and it wasn't that a waste of 4 hours?
Wait, when does the special come out?
June. It's a weird thing with Netflix and stuff like that. It's like they're about to announce a date, but I'm not allowed to say it because the world will blow up. But it's. It's June sometime, unless I get caught in the Me Too movement, and then it never happens.
Fingers crossed. Well, Jim,
can you stick around?
That's why I'm not the president of House of Cards anymore.
Jim, you are here on a holiday, and we do want you out here.
I'm not going anyway.
Okay,
but
good.
There needs to be another chair for Adam Devine.
Yeah, we got one over here.
Or as I call him, Podgy Matt Damon.
Yeah. Guys, one more time for Jim Jeffries. He's going to stick around. Before we bring out Adam Devine, we got one more special guest.
Yep.
Easter would not be appropriate without him. Ladies and gentlemen, the Easter Bunny!
He's actually here!
Hey!
Alright. This is actually working out better than they thought it would. What was the end result here? The fact that you can't do up the back of your outfit.
Oh, shit.
This is what drinking at 3 o'clock in the morning trying to come up with podcast ideas gets you.
This is what happens when you do a podcast and you have friends. See, I couldn't do this podcast and have a guy do this. I don't have enough friends to get one cunt to go... you wear an ill-fitting outfit and jump around.
Easter Bunny, come sit down and join us.
Yeah. These are not eggs from Jim's kids' private school. They don't have $5 in them. You don't have to fight over these eggs. All right.
Great job. All guys, right. Easter Bunny makes it.
That was a throw down the mic.
First time ever on a podcast.
Yeah.
Jesus. What was that like?
All right, let's interview the Easter Bunny. This is going to be a good... You must be tired. You've had a tough day.
Oh, yeah. It's a long one.
All right. Sorry. I'm going to assume that your father's the Cowardly Lion from The Wizard of Oz. By the way, you're doing hoo-hoo-hoo.
What did you do today, Easter Bunny? How was your Easter?
Underwhelming.
Oh. That's very sad to hear.
Jesus. Why?
Not a great day for the old Easter Bunny.
Why is that? What happened?
Well, you see, my wife, I got home from all my Easter work, excited to see her and celebrate Easter.
Yeah?
But I found her with 3 of my friends.
Oh, shit.
I hear she fucks like rabbits.
Which friends?
Roger. Greg.
Greg's not funny. Roger's a euphemism for fucking in Britain. But Greg, who's ever... I Greg the shit out of a girl.
Is it really?
Yeah, I Rogered a chick is a term in Britain, yeah.
What?
To Roger.
That's a real thing?
Yeah, to Roger someone.
Does it have any reference to Roger Rabbit? Because then it would be awesome.
Yeah, no, you Rogered a girl. Yeah, I Rogered the fuck out of her.
So when you came, you went...
Yeah, so the thing...
Nice, that deserved more. That was
a Roger Rabbit impression.
Wait a minute.
Off the top of my head.
Wait a minute. The Easter Bunny's got one more friend who is fucking his wife. And you've cut him off.
Yeah, who's your final fuck friend?
Please, tell us more.
Lenny.
He brought it back.
He Lenny Bruced you.
Easter Bunny, how long have you been working as Easter Bunny?
Well, you see, Adam, for all of time.
And have you liked the job the whole time?
Until today, yeah.
You've been doing this for all of time, and I still say you haven't aged well.
Well, that's on account of all the drinking.
Oh.
You can drink on the job?
I sure can.
What?
And I sure do.
How early do you get to the houses to hide all the eggs?
That's for me to know. And the police to never find out.
Just a quick question. Why do rich kids get good quality chocolate and poor kids get shitty chocolate? Why do you do that? It seems very hurtful.
We all have what we're supposed to have.
And you didn't think this bit would work.
I didn't think you'd have that good an answer. That's very good.
Easter Bunny, where are you from?
We all have what we're supposed to have. So during the Holocaust, you didn't even bother. Actually, wait a minute. They were Jewish. They don't have Easter. Don't awe me. That's a fact.
Yeah.
I thought for a second, you know, fuck off.
I too am circumcised.
I too am circumcised.
Now,
he's like a happy Yoda.
Easter Bunny, do you ever eat all the chocolate before you deliver it to the kids?
I have diabetes.
Oh, shit.
Jesus.
Type 2, so I can't have any more.
So do you have insulin dependent?
Yes, in fact I am. I'm gonna have to take a break here to go shoot up insulin.
Why do you answer every question like you're hosting a game show from 1977?
This is just how my dad was. It's learned behavior. Yeah.
Seems like he was born with a stroke.
A hop, skip, and a stroke.
Ladies and gentlemen, the Easter Bunny.
No! No! You want more Easter Bunny?
No!
You want more?
He's going to stick around.
He'll stick around.
I want the Easter Bunny in my life all day. You're not fucking going anywhere.
Here, go sit on the steps.
You've actually
seen our next guest.
I don't give a fuck if Adam Devine has to stand. I need the Easter Bunny with me constantly.
There you go. You got him there, buddy.
Right.
Brad, scoot down.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Easter Bunny, it's going to be me and you versus the world, right? So when Adam comes up here and he tries to say funny things, we will rebut them. You will say humorous things like, I have herpes.
He actually has HPV.
He fucks like rabbits, man.
Our next guest, you guys know him from Workaholics, Pitch Perfect. Their new movie, Game Over Man, just dropped on Netflix. Ladies and gentlemen, the one, the only, Adam Devine! Yeah, baby! Hey, bud.
Yeah, buddy. How are you, my friend?
Look at all you degenerates. I love it. I love you guys decided to spend Easter in the fucking Satan's Nutsack comedy store.
Yeah, we're all very lonely people here, but we all came together.
Adam, have you met the Easter Bunny before?
No, I met him backstage.
Oh, good.
Yeah, we shot up together.
Oh, you shot up together.
We shot up together.
It's funnier the second time.
He's scarier in the light.
We shot up together is a funny thing to say.
What's that?
No, I said we shot up together is a funny thing to say. I'm not gonna interrupt. You guys have a nice interview. I'll just be over here. I feel bad about calling you chubby Matt Damon. I'd like to apologize in front of everybody.
No, I think
you're a regular Matt Damon, and you've always been very sweet to me.
Thank you.
Aww.
Look at that.
Come on.
Together.
Touch dicks. Dicks.
Doc.
Hey,
Doc.
Are you, Adam, are you circumcised?
Yeah.
Oh, we can't do it. Then.
Ah, son of a bitch.
We can't do it.
Now I know you haven't seen Game Over
Man. The problem is, if we try to pull our dicks over, it'll just become like a Chinese finger trap. You can't do that.
Yeah, you kind of briefly touched upon this, but you actually showed your dick.
Yeah.
You showed your dick in the movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, who's seen Game Over Man? Just dropped on Netflix.
Yeah.
Well, fuck the rest of you.
Now,
why'd you show up?
Did you hesitate at all to show your penis in a movie?
You've got to see this thing.
I assume it's done on widescreen.
It is stunning.
Yeah. I'm out. I'm not joining it.
No, please. No, I did. Well, we wrote the movie like 6 years ago, so I've been prepping. I've been prepping for 6 years.
Are there dick exercises you can do?
That's dickles. It's like Kegels for your dick.
Okay. I think it's called Don Dickles.
Ave.
No, it wasn't. It was more weird for the crew guys that It was like the second week of shooting the movie, so they didn't know us or, you know, how we were. And then for just like grown men my dad's age to just be staring at my dick through a camera.
Now, do you try to like chub it up a little bit before you do the shot?
Jesus, Brett.
Do you? Well, I would.
Yeah. Admittedly, the first few takes are like, come on, baby. You shoot a movie for like 10 hours.
Yeah.
We shot this scene for like 8 hours. So by, you know, you're not going to keep a half chub for 8 hours.
No. Nah. Well, not with that attitude.
Not unless you have extents.
I knew we had something for it.
Were you happy with the shot that they used?
Brad, you gotta watch it, man. There's lots of shots. Yeah.
Now,
I'm really just focused on this one moment of the movie. I'm really not getting off of this.
Your folks, that was the. I mean, they'd seen it before, but that was the first time
they've seen my dick before.
Yeah, right.
Yeah.
But did you have anybody?
Your parents are old enough to have the internet.
Yeah.
Did you have any weird like friends from high school or people reaching out, sending you messages about it?
I got, yeah, like, it's 100% comments from, like, my dude friends. Because, girls, it's a feminist movie.
Yeah.
Sure. You know,
because there's no female nudity. It's all dicks all the time.
Just like my browser
history.
So we did
it for the ladies. Weirdly, the ladies didn't appreciate it. The guys were the ones who really reached out. Were like, tan dick, bro. That's what I keep...
That's what you want to hear, right?
Yeah. Did you say tan dick?
Yeah, it's tan. Yeah.
That's the weird thing. I'm the palest Australian that ever lived, right? My dick is my darkest bit of skin.
Yeah.
And it's my only bit of skin that's never seen the sun. Like, it is more tan than the rest of my body.
Yeah, mine's definitely 4 shades darker.
Okay, so if we get together, we can do a movie called 8 Shades...
Easter Bunny,
Shades of Tan.
Yeah. Easter Bunny, do you have a title for them?
I was just gonna say my dick stays inside my body all the time. I'm just fucking should. Myself.
You should have given that advice to Louis C.K. Sorry.
Let's bring him out.
Okay, Louis. You're already coming
here. Louis!
Next, you're going to start talking about how Aziz Ansari had a bad date.
Jim, Adam and I just went to us.
Where's the potted plant?
The potted plant?
Where's it?
Oh, yeah, that he jerked off.
Because he jerked off into a potted
sorry,
plant.
Sorry, can I have a fucking drink, man? I don't want to interrupt the interview. Yeah. This is. Thank you. I'll take it from the guy who looks like he's from Incubus.
I loved your song, The Black Parade.
Why isn't there a fucking lime? How much does the bartender hate you? All right, put the lime back in. Come
on. There you go.
Sorry, I'm out of the interview. I'm out.
I just went on tour with Adam. We went to Australia and Japan. Jim, when people go. When people,
and he's back.
How many people that go to Australia that you know come back with like I fed kangaroo and held koala stories? And do you get
how many people do I know that have I fucked a kangaroo?
Yes.
The mind hears what it wants to hear.
They go to Australia and come back with
Easter Bunny.
The Easter Bunny raises his hand. Well,
that was the one thing that when I told people I was going to Australia on this tour, like every one of my friends were like, you know, koalas have chlamydia.
Yeah,
and evidently
so
they do.
So be careful.
Yeah, I know, and I'm like, why do all my friends think I want to fuck koalas?
All the koalas are dying of chlamydia. But do you know the koala is actually the laziest animal on earth? People think it's a sloth, right? The sloth only sleeps for 18 hours a day, which is rubbish, because the koala rocks it out at 22.
And still
but
manages to get syphilis.
The sloth isn't as cute as the koala, so right. The sloth can go suck a dick. Very slowly in between naps.
Yeah.
I'm just sticking up for Australian marsupials. I don't know how.
Nice that you have a cause.
I don't know how I'm still involved in this, to be honest with you.
It's because we said Australia and then you just hopped right in.
That's you.
I can trace it back.
I fucked the first koala with chlamydia. Didn't have chlamydia till I fucked it.
He was originally a brown rabbit. That's his chlamydia infection taking over his body. Is it itchy? I didn't know that chlamydia was itchy.
No, his suit is.
Well, I'm going to need a beer now to keep up with Jim, so... Yeah!
There you go.
Yeah,
baby.
No, I'm drinking vodka.
Adam, are you drinking vodka?
Will you tell people about your USO tour experience?
I went on the USO tour experience. What is this, a podcast? No, I went on the USO tour over Christmas, and we went to Iraq and Afghanistan. And shit, and
give it up. That's where you cheer. Woo, yeah. Fucking performance for the troops.
These guys are degenerates. They're here on Easter. You don't care about the troops, you monsters.
I've done four trips, but anyway. Okay. I really have.
Yeah, did you go with General Dunford?
No, I went during the middle of the fucking war. I went back in 2006 when the war was happening, but carry on with your story.
We're still at war. Currently, they're still over there.
Both your dicks
are
huge.
We haven't come home yet.
Yeah, you were telling me, who is this General Dunford guy you were mentioning? He's like
he's the head of our military, and we went on the tour with him, and he's like the number one guy. He's the main general, General Dunford. He's a fucking badass, and but he would sit on the side of the stage while you performed, which is fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
because he's the general, and he told me, he was like, hey, don't talk about your dick, don't, which you guys
I'd be
already have noticed,
yeah.
I'd love to talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't talk about your dick, don't make fun of me, and don't curse. And so I didn't until the last show, and then I talked about my dick, cursed, and made fun of him. And then afterwards, I go in like the little green room area, and he's back there, and he goes, I didn't like that. And I go, well, that's why I waited for the last show. And he goes, I can respect that. But my dad got so my dad I took my dad with me.
Yeah.
And he got my dad was like so fucking pumped to
Yes.
Are you just emptying the bar in front of Jim?
Adam, wait, you take that one.
Here, I don't have one.
Easter Bunny, anyway, do you need a drink?
It's good that you still have a dad. My dad died years ago. Buddy.
Okay.
No, my dad's still alive. That was it.
I hope your dad's here, Jim.
Yeah, but my dad never went to a war zone. He was a carpenter like Jesus.
Only your dad was real.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
No?
And that's why we're here. He is risen.
Oh, Brad, that's a hurtful thing to say because I assume that your dad came from the Shire.
No.
You're saying dwarf dad isn't real?
Yeah.
Dwarves are underground people, Jim. New Zealand accent.
Yeah. Wait, so you brought your dad from Omaha, Nebraska.
Carry on.
Yeah. Midwest father.
I brought Australia.
What happened in Australia? I know all about it. I've been there over four times.
No, I took my dad from Omaha, and he came with us, and he kept telling me how he's not going to get fucked up on this trip, which is when you say that, you obviously
you again,
are planning on getting really fucked up.
Yeah, sure.
So the first night, we had a show in Spain, and it went great, and then afterwards, it went okay. And afterwards, I'm not going to lie to you people, not on this holy day, and we have like a little party afterwards, and my dad gets fucking wasted, and he keeps going, I'm only gonna have one more. And then I cut to him at the end of the night holding a bunch of Marines going, fuck ISIS, am I right? Yeah, I'm like, yeah, Dad, we're all in
what
agreement.
What a pump-up speech.
Yeah. I mean, and everyone's like high-fiving him. I'm like, it's time for bed. And the next morning, I'm like, we have to knock on each other's doors. Because we're leaving at 6 a.m. We're drinking, we're partying. So he didn't knock on my door. It's like 5:58 in the morning. And the woman, the USO woman's like, don't be later than the general. General Dunford will leave your ass. And we're like, okay. And so I'm knocking on my dad's door. The woman comes up. She's like, the general's in the lobby. The general is in the lobby.
Wait a minute. You're staying in a hotel?
Well, it's like the
is it
on
fucking
the base.
Lobby?
It's at the base. It's in Spain.
Oh, I got my dad.
This is an Iraq.
When I was at a base, it was just a fucking courtyard of dirt that we had to meet in. But you seem to be staying in some place with a lobby.
Yeah.
We had to fight ISIS uphill both ways.
I'm sure we have infrastructure
now. I'm sure the
now.
War was still kicking on. Yeah. Yeah. In the lobby, do they have that filtered water where they put watermelon in the... Did you have to turn your fucking key out of
it? Yeah, it was kind of great. You should go back.
You're fucking blowing it, man.
And so
after the spa, you're in a lobby.
So I'm knocking on my dad's door, and she's freaking out. So
you had
the general
doors?
Is there. And knocking on the door, my dad opens. He's wearing the exact same clothes that he wore from the night before. And I'm like, we gotta go. The general's in the lobby. And he goes, okay. And then he pulls his pants and underwear down. Yeah. And I'm just seeing my dad's dick first thing in the morning, which is a terrifying thing to see. And then I'm like, what are you doing? We gotta go. And then he just curls up in a blanket and goes, just leave me. And then I smack him in the face. I'm like, the general's in the fucking lobby. I'm not leaving you in Spain. We gotta go. And then he goes, oh, you should have told me. And then puts his clothes on and we leave. But he leaves his prescription glasses in Spain. So now he's blind for the rest of the trip.
So he can't tell you, Matt Damon? I'm out of the story. I'm out.
Wait, so...
I'm not even touching the microphone. I'm just drunk right now.
I didn't even hear what you said during that one. I wanted
Wait,
to.
Easter Bunny, did you hear? Can you translate?
I need a translator.
Okay. All right.
I'm sorry. That one felt... I feel like I'm ruining the...
No, so your dad left... his glasses, so he couldn't see.
Yeah, he couldn't see. He was fucking blind for the rest of this trip and couldn't see anything. But I found his prescription sunglasses in the bag, so he rocked these fucking prescription sunglasses for like 6 days straight
like during
while
the
in
day?
Iraq,
yeah.
While the war was happening. Actually, the base we were on in Iraq was an ISIS base just 6 months prior.
Okay.
Oh, yeah.
So you hear that, people? We won.
They took it back over. They took it from us, and then we had to
about
take it back
12 from months prior. It was run by the Taliban, but you wouldn't know about that.
Yeah.
I was there when
fuck,
the war.
Fuck, Tim, you got
when,
me.
I was there.
I was there. You were for
the war
CNN.
Was really fucking going.
You were,
on.
Yeah.
Someone drive me a fucking lineup.
Dude, being a dad rules.
Yeah. This is what fatherhood looks like, ladies and gentlemen. I can't wait.
Let me tell you about the Taliban.
Say Teletubbies? Oh.
You say you're a dad, but you're not a real dad.
Okay.
Until your child has gone to school with Wonder Woman, you're not shit.
Okay.
Anyway, so...
Do you have any... Avery does have a new baby. Do you have any fatherly advice
for him?
Yeah,
do you have any advice
for him? Yeah.
1 year old, yeah.
Is your new, you new dad?
I'm Avery.
I'm sorry. That's Avery. No.
That's Avery over there.
I'm Avery.
The piano
I'm
guy.
Adam.
The guy.
This is Adam.
That's Adam. That's the Adam. Easter Bunny.
I love Adam. I love you, Brad, and whatever your name is, I'm
Adam. Adam. We can just say Adam. Someone will answer.
I'm a big fan of all you three people.
Okay.
Avery's a new dad.
Who's he?
Behind you.
I'm a big fan of you.
What's his name?
Avery.
Avery.
Avery. That doesn't sound like a real name.
It's a real name.
That's a stage
name. That doesn't
name.
Sound like a name that wouldn't be bullied in Australia.
Yeah.
Anyway, Nicholas.
How do I be a better dad, Jim?
Please, Jim.
What's wrong with you?
He can show you how to be a worse one.
Did I cut off a story? Was that story? That story ended, right? The story ended, right?
That story was done in 15 minutes.
Yeah, that story is long gone, my friend.
So
it's time travel.
There was a story where your dad loved you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then you
what
got
it. What's in the moral
and
of the
then
story?
You, and then you, your dad loved
or
you.
That he's a drunk and can't
and then you
himself.
Got acceptance.
No, that wasn't the story at all. Were you even listening to the fucking story?
Anyway, I think we can all agree If you give love, you get love back.
Yeah, we can all agree. Yeah,
that's the message. All agree with that. That's the message. That's a great from message. Tonight.
We can all.
We should
agree
all take that.
That
away with us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, it is.
Don't stop this podcast.
No, we're not yet. Okay. We're not stopping.
I have some things to say.
Okay, here we go.
Oh boy,
Jim. I don't want to end this podcast until I say everything I want to say about dwarves.
Yeah, that's fine. We won't go anywhere until Jim gets everything off his chest. Is everybody okay with
about,
that?
About dwarves.
Yeah.
This is Jim's new special.
We're great. For one.
Jeffries, oops.
For one. For one.
Yes.
You think you're bigger than me?
That's
it. Wait, Uncle Mike.
He died. He was an alcoholic.
Okay.
Yo. Tell us a story about when your uncle died. That'd be a
he died
story.
in a
he didn't die in a my mom's sense,
or my grandmother's bathroom.
Awesome.
Yeah, that's it.
Okay.
His heart exploded. So he was an alcoholic.
Fuck.
Also, I think heroin. That's what people aren't
Mark.
Telling me.
Yeah, that's the kicker.
But my family, they're like, no, he's an alcoholic. I'm like, he was a skinny alcoholic.
I just Adam, keep waiting.
I don't know. When I drink, my Irish face gets fat as fuck. He was a gaunt motherfucker.
I just keep waiting for you to say April
Adam,
Fool's.
Adam,
I'm hoping.
Adam,
I'm hoping.
No, Adam, you've brought a lot of sad onto this stage. That was unnecessary.
Oh, yeah.
I don't know why you had to bring up your dead uncle. you felt the need to do it.
It's a warning for you, Jim.
What?
This is it.
You remind me a lot of Uncle Mike. Fuck
someone who's gonna. I'm gonna become your uncle.
This is not a podcast, Jim. It's actually an intervention. We all love you very much.
We all love you. We want you to live. Easter Bunny.
Don't you dare play the keyboard, cunt.
I will do what I want. Fuck the Easter Bunny.
Don't you fucking dare. Don't you dare. Don't even put the keys. Don't you do that. With Paul McCartney and Stevie Wonder did Ebony and Ivory, right?
Yeah, yeah.
We were only protecting...
Play the keyboard.
Play something while he
the
talks.
Ebony.
Play the keyboard.
Can you play Ebony and Ivory?
I don't know Ebony. I was born after that was me.
You don't look like it. We all know that people are the same.
Jim, do they have April Fool's Day in Australia?
No, we just have the genocide of the Aboriginals.
Close.
Yeah.
Do they say April Fools afterwards?
April Fool.
Hey, we killed all of you. April Fool.
Oops.
I'm taking it. I'm taking it on the chest, that one. I'm not responsible for all of it.
Wait, so what do you think of the day? Do you think it's bullshit, or as a comedian, how do you view April Fools?
What? How do I view April Fools?
That was a pretty easy question, yeah.
That was a bad question, Adam.
How do I...
What do you mean? How do you view April Fools?
What do you think of it?
Do you
pranks?
What did you do for April Fools?
Yeah.
What did you do? What did you do? You tell Brad he was tall?
Wait, I'm not?
Fuck.
Wait a minute.
Sorry, God damn
what,
it.
Yeah, this is what I tell you.
Yeah, wait, are you serious? Bro, what is the day?
You got me again.
I thought...
You just built a small doorway. And Brad walked through like, this is my regular doorway.
I'm so mad. I bought a ticket for Six Flags Magic Mountain tomorrow. This is not going to work. Fuck.
Adam just got a dollhouse for you, and you're like, wait a minute.
Okay, Adam, a dollhouse.
That was
is
too far.
Really
that
rude.
Was
too far. That's too far. We can all agree on
that. You think that fucking Brad's dating Barbie? Never. Barbie's out of his fucking league, man.
I don't even know how to respond to
a
plastic
has a
woman.
Car, she has a Corvette, and she's a nurse.
Yeah, that's true.
She has a lot of
you
jobs.
You can't date Barbie, Brad. You can't date Barbie.
I fucked up.
I think that's a dare.
Ken. Yeah. Ken actually looks like Adam.
Someone bring a life-size Ken. Barbie out here right now. I'll fuck it just to prove a point.
This is great. This is cool. I'm fat Matt Damon, and I look like Ken.
Oh, yeah. No, you only look like Ken because you don't have a dick.
Not bad.
Did
Well, you gotta see Game Over, man. All 4.5 inches.
Yeah.
Flop it around.
It is. Yours flops?
All right, I've never seen one flop either. How does that work out for everyone?
It's a nice
day. Thank you, HPV. Thank you for your input. Does your dick flop with a wart on the side where it just makes a ring-a-ting-ting? you missed the beginning. This guy has HPV. In the front row.
He's the only one who announced it out of everyone. Well, we bring up April Fools because most comedians hate April Fools for the same reason why most drunks hate St. Patrick's Day. It's just kind of amateur day, and everyone just kind of like thinks they're going to do a joke. And by the way, if you do the whole, oh, I'm pregnant, April Fools, or you like fake a death, you're not funny. You're a fucking sociopath. All right?
Did anybody do anything for April Fools today? Like do any sort of elaborate prank or...
Any good ones?
I told my kid it was Christmas.
You said Santa doesn't love you.
He wasn't loved enough. Yeah. That's why he didn't get presents. Yeah. And then I beat him.
And then you go...
A lot of fun.
And then you go, does this hurt, April Fools? It doesn't.
Adam, have you ever
not
done...
Me. Yeah. I don't know. He's a maniac.
Adam, have you ever done any... April Fool's pranks.
I used to work at another comedy club, not to be mentioned, the Improv. And
okay.
I called next door to the booker and I called Rita, the manager, and said that it was on fire.
Did she believe you?
Yeah, the fire truck came.
Wait a minute.
It was a bad day, actually. I almost got fired.
Wait, you didn't get fired?
Wasn't she there?
No, she was at home, and then Matt Coman, the old booker that used to book all the Improvs, he came running over with a fire extinguisher, like, where is it? Where is it? And I'm like, it's back there.
Keep
and then
going.
He just ran in the back, like, looking for the fire. I'm like, it's further. It's not that big.
When it gets hot, you'll know that's
it. Yeah. It's this part that looks like fire.
Well, I got in a lot of trouble. Brad,
can you do something for me?
Sure.
Stop trying to wrap this up.
Oh, no, this is going.
The people are fucking loving this. You're...
Tear it up.
I like that only the people in the front row are clapping. Everyone in the back is like, maybe we get it.
I gave you a special champagne glass of shit.
It's good.
Adam's talking about places that he tried to burn down. And you're trying to stop the fun. Continue the fun.
Yeah. Continue the fun, guys.
These people have nowhere to go.
This is true.
This is a room of people without children, without love, that chose to spend their Easter right here. How dare you? Someone threw a lighter on the stage for me.
So carry on
without closing, Brad.
That being said, we got like 5-10 minutes
it
here.
It can go forever. This could be our whole lives from now on.
I would like nothing more.
We could do this. This could be like the worst episode of Modern Family ever.
Yeah.
You showed up, you broke up with that girl, and then you're hanging out with a dwarf and whatever his name is, and me.
And
the Easter Bunny.
Brad, read one of these stories you found.
Well, yeah, because I was bringing up, because we were talking about sort of bad April Fool's pranks.
Stop doing that, Brad. Stop doing that.
No, I'm going to... Okay.
Just talk like a regular person.
Okay. I will talk with a level
of puzzle. This will make people accept you in society.
Now, we're all road comics. So, have...
have... Some of us can walk that road quicker than others.
Only takes 9 of my steps to match every one of yours. That's cool. I don't know if you guys have been to Kansas City. There's a very popular radio DJ there named Johnny Dare.
Johnny Dare. I love Johnny Dare.
Yeah, Johnny Dare. So he actually got in trouble for a bad April Fool's prank. He went on his show and he said that don't drink the water because the water has been poisoned with hydrogen dioxide. Smart people are laughing. Okay. That's the scientific name for water. So people believed it, called in threats, and called 911. And
then voted for Trump.
Yeah, and the mayor had to say, had to address it as a terrorist attack. So, yeah, that happened to our buddy Johnny Dare. So all I'm saying is, choose your April Fool's pranks wisely, people.
I had an April Fool's Day prank where I dated a girl and then had a child with her, and then... and then I just left her.
You should have seen the look on her face, though.
She was all alone with the baby, like, what am I gonna do now? We all laughed.
That April has lasted for 6 years.
I'm trying to tell the girls in the room that I'm single.
Easter Bunny, do you have any April Fool's experiences or pranks that you've been a part of? Or
maybe my wife sleeping with all my friends was an April Fool's joke.
Talk about it. You all right?
I never used my insulin, so now I'm gonna have to get one of my ears amputated. April Fools.
Do you wanna talk about it or sing about it?
I could sing about it.
I just had a prepared thing.
Yeah, Jesus. Man, I didn't see this coming.
Put your microphone down. I'm about to say a song.
Could you start over? Yo no puedo olvidarme de tu cara el marcharte cuando nuestra triste historia terminó. Me sonreíste y a tus ojos el calor se hace amor. Mi vivir no pide si estás tú, no podré. Without you.
I'm going to try to do this, Brad, but it seems like an awkward level.
I think that's how we're going to end it.
And that's how you get three wishes. Ladies and gentlemen, did you have a good time tonight?
Thank you very much for coming out tonight. You guys have a good time?
Yeah.
One more time for Jim Jeffries.
Jim Jeffries.
One more time for Adam Devine.
Easter Bunny Sandy Danto. Ladies and gentlemen, give it up for my heterosexual life mate, Mr. Adam Ray, everybody.
One more time for Brad Williams. Give it up for Brad Williams, huh? And Avery Pearson on the keyboard.
Subscribe. Thank you so much. Subscribe to the About Last Night podcast. Thank you guys very much. We'll see you next time. Happy Easter. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast with Brad Williams and Adam Ray. Boy, they're a lot of fun, huh? Why don't you subscribe on iTunes to this fucking podcast? Give them a 5-star rating so this midget and this Jew can feel good about themselves for a couple minutes. Also, get on your iPhone or Android and get the podcast app. You can also listen to it on Stitcher or aboutlastnightpodcast.com, where you can hear past episodes with great guests like Lisa Kudrow, Paul Feig, Kevin Nealon, Bob Saget, Dion Cole, Chris D'Elia, Adam Devine, Michael McDonald, Jaleel White, Bud Friedman, Steve-O, Harlan Williams, Tom Arnold, Ron Funches, Rick Glassman, Blake Anderson, Anders Holm, Jessamay Peluso, Joey McIntyre, and many, many more. I'm Tony Danza. Thanks for listening to the About Last Night podcast. Good night. That's it, right? You got it? Sweet. Boy, it smells good in that booth, by the way. What kind of candle is that? Hanukkah Willow? Nice.